On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. If you're looking to get out and about and enjoy what the coast has to offer this weekend, Music by the Sea is back on Saturday, Jess.
A much loved event on the northwest coast. Cheap as chips to get in, and it all kicks off Saturday night from 5.
Boss man Jerry, obviously pulling some favours with the club. He's here with us now. It's happening at the tennis club in Devonport. How are you, mate?
Very good. Yourselves?
Good, mate. Good. You've done yourself an injury playing tennis. You're hobbling around here like an old man.
Yeah. Some people are calling it a fake injury. It is a real injury. But we had the club championships on, and they're actually the finals have been played this Friday. So that's how I injured myself, playing in the club championships. Unfortunately, didn't make it to the final.
Oh, right. No. So, are you out injured? Or
no, I got beaten.
Look, you got beaten. Oh,
he thought about telling a furphy there. His eyes.
I didn't want that question.
You got beaten and you ended up injured.
Yes. That's very terrible. Sad set of circumstances. So no trophy for me this year, but anyway.
You'll be on your fold-up chair with your Nana rug over your knee at Music by the Sea.
Yes, beanie on. Yeah.
What's happening this Saturday? That kicks off from 5 through to late. Who's playing?
Who's playing? Leonard Tomei Band. We've got the Towels, Sugarloaf Road, Ben and Grace. Some of those bands you may not have heard of before. They're actually a few members from the club that have got a band together. Yeah. And they'll be playing a set for about an hour. I can't remember whether that's the Towels or Sugarloaf Road, to be honest. But it will be entertaining.
Okay.
Very cool.
I reckon, yes. Good the selection of music is interesting, but they'll be entertaining to watch.
When last time, there's plenty of food.
Plenty of food. So the food vans will still be there and bar facilities as well, of course. We're actually extending the area out a bit because of COVID safety and restrictions. But we're expecting hundreds of people there. It's going to be beautiful weather for it. So make sure you bring the family along. $15 per person. You can get tickets through Eventbrite or on the door on the night.
Weather says it's the pick of the week, actually. Fine, sunny 23.
It looks great. Yeah.
Fingers crossed it's going to be all right. I mean, these events are all dependent on the weather. So if it's not very good, that deters a few people from going. But at the moment, the weather is good.
It
could be snowing on the night. We don't know.
Well, it is Tasmania. You know that. Now, what's coming up at the tennis club soon? Anything interesting that's worth a mention while you're here?
Just the club championships. But, you know, as it's a new year, now is the time to get involved in tennis if you want. Great opportunity to play, you know, any night of the week, basically. There's Tuesday night doubles and there's Thursday nights, Friday night singles. Yeah.
And the closer you are to Eugene Street, the more familiar the old...
The sound.
Sounds.
I think it's more the yelling when I'm on court, actually. I think people were probably more frustrated with that. I'm a very emotional player.
I can just imagine.
Yeah, emotional is the way to go.
Are you quite terse on the tongue with your language, or...?
I may have had to apologise to a... Junior that was in the crowd watching.
Oh, that's awful. How many rackets have you broken over the years?
Oh, that's another difficult question. Yes.
The fact you need to count, that shows what kind of player you are.
Let's just say that there is a wall designated to my racket breaking at the club. No one else has been able to get their own wall, but I have.
Oh, wow.
It's like the equivalent of Dale Kerrigan's pool room. You've got the broken racket room.
Yeah. It's not a good achievement, but nonetheless.
Good on you. Yeah. Thanks, Jerry. Music by the Sea is back at the Devonport Tennis Club this Saturday from 5 till 8. Looking forward to it.